Hey, Cat, this is Jack Flash, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, tell me about yourself, because you live in what, California?
Yeah, I'm in Southern California, down in San Diego.
Nice weather then.
Yeah, generally pretty much all year in the 70s, so it's nice, you know. Not a lot of extremes one way or the other, and with the ocean right here, it kind of keeps everything at a nice temperature.
That's great. That's great. So, do you originate from California?
I'm originally from Long Island, New York, Valley Stream. Yeah, and after I graduated from high school, I actually played basketball at Eastern Michigan, which is in the Midwest of the United States. And then after I graduated, I moved to San Diego like a week after I graduated, and pretty much been here ever since.
Okay. So, how did you get into music?
Yeah, so let's see. I guess it goes way back to elementary school. A mate of mine, Tommy Burns, he invited me to get into our little second grade talent show. And by this time, he was already pretty proficient. He had a couple older brothers that were kind of giving him guitar lessons and stuff. So I guess I picked up the drum around then. You know, later, Tommy's gone on to play with you know, everybody from Joan Jett and the Blackhearts to Stray Cats to Brian Setzer solo stuff, and he's been playing guitar for Billy Joel for the last 20 years, so he kind of got me into it.
How would you, you know, describe your music?
Okay, so, yeah, like you said, I mean, there's so many genres and subgenres and this, that, and the other thing. People kind of want to paint you into a corner, but overall, I guess it's just rock and roll. It's based on, like, that golden era of rock and roll between like 1954 and 59. Cats like Eddie Cochran, Gene Vincent, early Elvis, my personal musical hero, Carl Perkins. So it has a lot of that rockabilly bedrock to it. But I was also really influenced by, you know, that early British Invasion scene, you know, especially early Beatles. I saw a lot of the rockabilly stuff in their early music, you know, Paul doing all the Little Richard stuff, and George playing the Gretches and doing a little foot dance like Carl Perkins, and John was a huge Chuck Berry fan. So I guess it's a combination of those two things, you know, rockabilly and kind of early British Invasion. I guess what they're calling it over here now anyway is Americana music.
Is it really? It's very difficult. So, I mean, the beauty of Europe is that we, you know, we play everything. You know, you could be played, and then Rihanna could come next, and they wouldn't bat an eyelid. You know, where in America they'd go crazy.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I mean, it's been a battle somewhat in that a lot of the rockabilly people over here are more purists, so to speak. So if you start creeping over lines and getting into other genres, you know, it sometimes becomes, you know, this whole trip with, and I'm just like, hey, man, if you like the music, you like the music. That's the bottom line to me.
Yeah, so what sort of venues are you playing over there?
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, starting out, I mean, I was playing, you know, your local corner bars, and as things progressed a little bit, you know, we got into some of the mid-level clubs. There's a really neat club here called the Belly Up Tavern, just up the road in Solana Beach, San Diego. But that being said, you know, I got to, I guess one of the highlights for me was I got to open for my three favorite artists of all time, which was Carl Perkins, Jerry Lee Lewis, and Chuck Berry. And those were at some pretty, you know, pretty large venues. But, you know, it's just like, God, you wish every show could be like that. Unfortunately, it isn't, you know. But, yeah, so lately, in the last probably 3-4 years, we've been doing a lot of the outdoor festival summer season stuff here in San Diego, the Ocean Beach Street Fair. A lot of these little beach towns will do a street fair, chili cook-off kind of thing. But there's some pretty big crowds, and there's a lot of stages. So mostly outdoor stuff, I would say, the last probably 3 or 4 years.
So you've obviously been recording, and you've got a new album out?
Yeah, man. We've been doing a lot of recording. Just by chance, I met this cat named Mike Camus, who owns a studio called Earthling Studios here in San Diego. And he has all the vintage gear. He's got the actual 8-track machine that came from Sunset Studios up in L.A., and there's a couple of nicks on it here and there, and he had this book. We were going through it, and there's, you know, Neil Young, and there's Jim Morrison, and behind them you can see this actual tape machine with the same little nick. So I'm like, hey, man, let's use that. But yeah, it was really cool, man. It was just Mike's, you know, he's more of a traditionalist. You know, he still uses the 2-inch tape, and, you know, of course, he goes back and forth with the computer, but for generally speaking, it's more, you know, all the old Vox amps, and we use a lot of, you know, Gretsch guitars and, you know, acoustic piano and K upright basses. So we're kind of going for that traditional sound. The new album is really cool. It's called Earthling Sessions, and I'm pretty proud of it. There's 11 tracks on it. Like I said, it ranges from everything from the opening track, the 92107, is it's more of a neo rockabilly tune. I hadn't really recorded one like that, but you know, in the vein of Stray Cats or Blasters or Shakin' Stevens or Matchbox or any of those cats. And then it goes into other genres. It goes into some American blues, you know, On Your Time Has Come. There's, you know, some good harmonic and just kind of a 12-bar blues thing. And then it slides into some country and some swing. But, we just dropped it. We're having a lot of good feedback so far. So, you know, so far, so good. Hey, cats, this is Jack Flax, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
written all the music yourself?
I did, man. You know, I either wrote or co-wrote all the tracks. You know, when I get together with different cats that we use in the studio, I'm always open-minded to whatever they want to bring to the creative process. That being said, I've normally already charted stuff out. I usually write on acoustic guitar. But, you know, if somebody has some good ideas for a bridge part or, you know, some other interesting part of the song, generally speaking, I'll include them a little bit with songwriting. So, yeah, I wrote or co-wrote all the songs, yep.
I see here that you're a member of the Black Cat Europe Rockabilly Hall of Fame.
Yeah, man. It's just a... when I put out my first solo record, that was I'm going back now, date myself. I think that was 2002. I was in the studio with Lee Rocker from Stray Cats, the bassist, and he's another guy from Long Island. Those guys are from Massapequa, Long Island, just a couple train stops from where I was living. So the same cat I was talking about before, Tommy Burns, had a band called BMTs the Tomcats at the time, and playing at this little club called Heckles and Jekylls out by their house in Massapequa. Long story short, I got to know them pretty well. After I was out here for a while, Lee had moved out here as well. I think they all did at one point. And just through talking, got him to come into the studio and produce that first record with me. That being said, I've had a chance to, work with some cool cats. Going forward with the music, just trying, keep those bridges alive. Actually going out to the Viva Las Vegas Rockabilly Weekend this week in Las Vegas, which is one of the bigger rockabilly weekenders in the United States. Stray Cats are actually going to reunite. Yeah, Jerry Lee Lewis is going to be there. I can't believe he's still the last one standing after all the things he's been through.
Yeah, my goodness, yeah.
Right? Yeah, and my old mates, band I kind of honed my chops with a little bit, Hot Rod Lincoln, they're going to be there too. So it should be a really good time just meeting up with old friends and listening to some good music.
Any plans of coming over?
You know, I'd love to. I was over there back in the, I guess it was the early 90s, Just did a few gigs. It was hard because I didn't really have a catalog of originals at the time, and the band I was with, really didn't have a name, reputation, say, to get out there. But as far as going forward, I would love to. You know, it's just a matter of getting the right group of guys together. That would have the time and availability to go over there and do it. You know, that being said, if whatever, you know, any of these songs hit or that kind of thing, I would love to come over. Yeah, I'd come back in a heartbeat.
Okay, well, let's look forward to that. Jack Slacks, thank you for talking to us.
Hey, man, thanks so much for having me, man. I really appreciate it. Hey, cats, this is Jack Slacks, and you're listening to Lee Williams. Here comes Lee.